This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Now 7 after the hour on the DJV program with Jennifer Warren, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and yours truly, Doug Steffen, with a couple of quickies before Jennifer takes the reins. I see Kim Jong Fatty executed some of the people in his posse, in his gang.
We knew the guy that he executed, actually. That was the guy that would come to the United States. He was the envoy to the United States.
Right. See you later, alligator. What happened? Apparently there was some disconnect, but he accused him of spying for the United States. That's why he executed him.
He said he was spying. He also said he wasn't accurately reflecting what the negotiations were. Because remember, this was the guy who was very integral in negotiating that second meeting with President Trump and Kim Jong-un, the one that fell apart, where both of the leaders walked away. And that was because they were clearly on different pages. The United States had one set of expectations. Kim Jong-un had another. And so Kim Jong-un, I guess, put the blame on this guy for not communicating clearly what Americans wanted. Wanted. Right.
Yeah, that's it. Okay,
you don't want to screw up on your job in North Korea, apparently.
Feed it to the dogs, as far as, hey, man. There is a conversation about this guy who set himself on fire at the White House. Name is Arnav Gupta. Isn't there a guy on CNN named
Sanjay.
Gupta? Sanjay. No relation. He was from Bethesda, Maryland. Died from his injuries. He lit himself on fire just south of the White House. Fire was extinguished. The man was brought to the hospital, but he died there.
He was really on fire. I don't know if you guys saw him or not, but he was
the video.
There wasn't just a few sparks. I mean, he was fully on fire. They had to, like, hose him down. And the weirdest thing was he was on fire, and he was just walking. Like nothing was going on. Like, he was just out to see the White House, and, he was on fire.
Oof. So, Felicity Huffman, we all know her story, facing time in jail for her involvement in the college admission scandal. So, apparently, people were taking shots at William H. Macy, her husband, who was carrying a graduation balloon that basically congratulated his daughter for graduating from high school as she prepared to go to college. So why would you be dumb enough to, what, you don't think people are going to scrutinize? Maybe he didn't care. Maybe that's the, he looks old and tired, doesn't he? Look at the, he just looks old and tired. Maybe you think he just looked that way in the movies and stuff that he's been in. But anyway, so I just thought that was kind of an interesting observation, because Hoffman has admitted to paying a college consultant to improve her daughter's chances of getting into college. So he's walking around with, congrats, grad. You see the pictures of him with these balloons?
Well, is the daughter who's in high school the one that had...
No, I think there's an older one who's already in.
Yeah, so I don't know. If you're a father, you're still going to celebrate your daughter's graduation.
Is that too picky?
They were caught on tape saying that they weren't they were supposedly looking into using Rick Singer for the younger daughter, the one who just graduated, but then they backed out and said that I guess maybe they didn't need it or she didn't need it. I'm not sure, but there was a discussion of potentially using him again, and then they decided not to.
Yeah. All right, so that's that story. Jennifer, what's cooking?
Well, the text messages and the report of Jussie Smollett, the actor from, formerly of Empire, who said he was attacked by two white men wearing MAGA hats in Chicago. Those allegations were strongly suspected to be lies by Chicago, although he was let off the hook for his legal part in all of this. But now that the case is being unsealed, we're getting a lot of new information from the police report, also text messages sent back and forth from Jussie Smollett. All of that becomes part of the public domain. And apparently the text messages revealed that on various occasions over the past year, Jesse Smollett requested that an associate get him cocaine, ecstasy, and marijuana. He would send payment for those with his Venmo app. These purchases of narcotics are actually referred to in the police report that was hundreds of pages long. That sounds kind of funny. And were part of the documents released by the Chicago Police Report, Police Department on Thursday. They talk about the investigation of his claim that he was the victim of a hate crime. And it was revealed, the way this case sort of fell apart, is that the day before Jesse Smollett was scheduled to appear on Good Morning America, that's when the Osandario brothers, who were the ones who were friends with Jesse Smollett, who actually perpetrated this attack on him, actually came clean to the police. I guess it was enough pressure for them. And so the day before he went on Good Morning America and said all of those things, told his side of the story, they actually told police what really happened, and they turned over text messages and all kinds of other evidence, receipts and such. They gave them the whole rundown and timeline of where they were so that police could investigate and get that footage from that store where they bought the bandanas and the rope and all of that stuff that made its way onto television. But now we know that not only did he have this issue with the Osandario brothers, but before that, on multiple occasions, he would use his Venmo to get all sorts of different drugs. And that dates back to September of 2017. So more bad news for Jesse Smollett.
Is there anything in there where he is ordering the attack or discusses the attack?
That's what
everyone's looking for.
Right, and they turned over phone records and text messages. That's what's actually part of this report, is that the Osandario brothers actually provided evidence that Jesse Smollett was in contact with them. So that is part of this. I think the biggest story is that he was using his cell phone for procuring drugs for the year before. Yeah. That's what is new from all of this.
The biggest story is that in the record, this all is there, and they let him off the hook. The Chicago... Yeah. ASA lets him off the hook.
But see, I'm still confused because what the world has been, since this story broke, what we all have been looking for is, did he order the attack? Is there evidence that he told the guys, all right, you're going to attack me here, and blah, blah, blah. Is there a plan? Because other than that, these guys could say, oh, yeah, he told us to do it, but really maybe they were trying to mug him. You know, like, just because they were in contact with him doesn't mean that he did order the attack on himself. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's just what I think everyone's looking for. Definitive evidence, did he orchestrate this attack on himself?
Well, I think it's the text messages. I think it's the timeline. It's the text messages. It's the receipts. It's the money. It's the check that was turned over from Jesse Smollett. I think that's what and that's part of this police report, is the Osandario brothers provided step-by-step evidence through the timeline of this attack onto Jesse Smollett. So that's part of the pages that were released, yes. But most of that has actually already been released by the prosecutor's office in Chicago. And she's facing a whole other slew of problems because now apparently there's the reason she backed off. There was some political connections and such. So this thing, there's a lot of corruption in Chicago. The light was shown on it again in this case.
Mm. Yep. More of the same. Speaking of ne'er-do-wells, R. Kelly has been charged with 11 counts of sexual abuse. Cook County, same attorney's office we're talking about with regard to Smollett, going after Kelly with 11 new counts of criminal sexual abuse, bringing the total number of charges against him to 21, at least in Illinois. The new charges resulted from an offense that allegedly took place back in 2010. The counts are as follows: 4 counts of aggravated criminal sexual assault, 2 counts of criminal sexual assault by force, 2 counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse, and 3 counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse against a victim who is between the ages of 13 and 17. Good God, what a... Three of the 4 women from the original indictment were minors at the time. Prosecutors have charged him with using force or threatening to do so in order to coerce this young person into having sex with him. They were all underage at the time. Statute of limitations extends to 20 years if you're under 18 when this happens. So is this guy, what is everybody waiting for? Why isn't he in jail?
Well, I think it looks pretty obvious that's where he's headed. So I don't know if there's a new trial date or when that's going to proceed, but I don't know how he could possibly get out of this.
What a beauty. 16 past the hour on the DJV program.
When tracking the domestic dust bunny, you commonly find them hiding under wardrobes next to lost socks. Don't move too suddenly or they'll scurry off. What's utterly fascinating about the dust bunny is that although they are not actually sentient creatures, when they hear that Geico not only saves people money, but also has a 97% customer satisfaction rating, it's obvious to them you should switch. Because, yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Oh, no, it's the dust bunny's only natural predator. Run along, dust bunnies, run along.
Get up first thing, smoke a cigarette. Before lunch, after lunch. Now that I'm talking about it, I'm kind of feeling like I've lost about 4 hours of every day. I decided I needed to find an alternative. So I started looking, and then Juul came up. I did both for a while. And eventually, I just switched over, and it's very quick.
Mimi made the switch July 2015. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hi, I'm Paul. I know what you're thinking. Oh, great. Another wireless ad. I know how you feel. And it seems like they're always full of this complicated, tricky language about their networks and offers and blah, blah, blah. Well, Sprint is going to do things differently and let you decide for yourself with their new 100% total satisfaction guarantee. Try it for 30 days, love it, or your money back. See? Simple. Now get both Sprint's unlimited plan and the all-new Samsung Galaxy S10 included for just $35 per month per line for 5 lines. So switch now. Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
30-day guarantee with new line of service. S10, 128 gigabyte, $15 a month after $22.50 a month credit. Monthly credit apply within 2 bills and 24-month installment billing. Canceled early, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after 6:30, 20, pay $32 per month per line for 5 lines with auto pay. Data due prioritization during congestion. Speed maximums, use rules, $30 activation fee and restrictions apply.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Ian Roth.
Pancreas cancer is amongst the most deadly of cancers, so it's the second leading cause of cancer death in the United States.
Dr. Mark Trudy is a cancer surgeon at Mayo Clinic who specializes in this type of tumor. He and his team of surgeons and oncologists have discovered that with the right combination of treatments, pancreatic cancer may no longer be a death sentence.
So they all got chemotherapy up front, followed by radiation therapy, and then an operation.
He says the more chemotherapy patients got before surgery, the better their outlook for recovery, and the prognosis is even better if they can kill most or all of the cancer before removing the tumor. Dr. Trudy says more effective chemotherapies and the ability and willingness to consider more difficult operations have helped patients in the study live up to 5 years longer than in the past and still counting.
In our clinic, we see a lot of patients who've been told their tumor is inoperable by standard criteria, but those criteria are all based on the previous technologies and techniques we've had. We've advanced.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
And the continuing focus on what's going on in the world of conversation radio, I do with several stellar talk hosts every weekend, what's called the Talk Radio Countdown Show. You can get the stream of that or the podcast at talkradiocountdownshow.com. This week, the number 6 item is the feud between the Trumps and the McCains. Meghan McCain says the president's repeated attacks on her father have made it difficult for her to heal following the death of her dad. She was responding to reports that the White House asked the Navy to keep the USS John McCain out of view during Trump's trip to Japan. If that, in fact, is the case, that's the most immature, most childish, most ridiculous. I don't know if it's really true or not, but to have that be a focus of you. You're a grown man, for God's sakes. Is there any
truth? He said, he came out and said that he would have never asked for that. And I think anybody who knows Trump's affection for the military, I can't
imagine.
Where did
the story start then?
That this would ever be true. Well, they were saying there's a couple of various reports. There's reports that, and they're investigating it at the Pentagon, that someone moved it because they thought it would upset Trump. And then there's another report that this was actually blown up and not true, that it was actually under repair and that's why it was moved, which is true.
I heard about that. I thought Trump actually had said that someone did mean well, but he didn't direct it.
Right. That's right. But then it came out that may have not been the case.
21 after the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows. Microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code, SAVE30, sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Picked up headed for the sunshine. I left a good thing behind. Seemed all of our love was in vain. Now my baby's coming in on the Tucson train.
Tucson Train is one of those Southern California pop records that Bruce has focused on. He wasn't kidding when he said that the upcoming solo album, he's got Western Stars, would be inspired by some of this pop music from Southern Cal, music in the late 60s, early 70s. And it focuses on character-driven songs, sweeping orchestral arrangements, and this is a pretty good example of that, I think. Crank it up, Carol, would you? Tucson Train. Not a band, it's an orchestra. He's used to playing with a band, right? The orchestra sounds a lot different. Latest example unveiled this week, Tucson Train is the song. Third track that the boss has dropped in advance of the June 14th release. He has previously released the Roy Orbison-like There Goes My Miracle and a song called Hello Sunshine.
This song. I don't normally like
really?
This at all. Yeah, I love this. I love Roy Orbison.
He can't
definitely. I didn't even know he could sing
hit
like
that
this.
Note.
I love this.
Still,
yeah.
He's got it. And after all
I'm not
years
a Bruce fan at all, but I like this.
Yeah, I kind of am. How does that remind me what Hello Sunshine sounds like? I know we played a bit of it last week, Kara. What is Hello Sunshine? Let's refresh. Yeah, I like this.
Oh, I like this too. I don't remember this.
You can get a little too fond of.
I like the riff.
You walk too far, you walk away.
Yeah, this is good. Yes. It'll be all over AC stations. We're playing this up the Wazoozie. All right, so that's the latest from the boss. Up next, the latest from Gaga. The House of Gaga is opening up in Vegas. So if you've ever dreamed of seeing the meat dress that Gaga wore.
Yes.
Back in 2010 at the MTV Music Awards. That is your chance. Imagine how this smells after 10 years. It's now jerky, literally, says the fashion director of the House of Gaga. After being kept refrigerated for an unspecified period of time, it was eventually preserved by American taxidermy. so it could be stored in her.
And I'm proud to say it was done in my neighborhood of the great city of Burbank. Yep.
That's where American Taxidermy is?
Well, the guy who preserved it is in Burbank, yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Big stories about that, yep.
Anyway, there's a lot of dresses, lots of stuff there, Grammy costumes, Oscar costumes, wigs, accessories, on permanent exhibition in this sort of mini museum called the House of Gaga, Las Vegas, adjacent to her residency at the Park Theater at the Park MGM. This is the first time Gaga has opened her vault for people to view. Glass case after glass case, fans can see the theatrical attire designed by some of the top names in fashion. Beyond the fashion are sentimental pieces like the handwritten lyrics to I'll Never Love Again by Bradley Cooper's character Jackson Maine for Gaga's character Allie from A Star Is Born, as well as her costume there. Instead of charging an admission fee, visitors are encouraged to leave donations that will go to the Born This Way Foundation, which is a nonprofit co-founded by Gaga and her mother, supporting the mental wellness of young people and empowering them to create a kinder and braver world. Like Gaga, the House of Gaga will be forever changing, adding an extra layer of experience for those who are coming in to see this residency. So, interesting. I mean, we would expect something like this from her. Gaga's House of Gaga, open to the public from 12 noon to 8 p.m. daily. And 12 p.m. to 12 a.m. on Gaga show days. 28 after on the DJB program.
Did you know that the knowledge your child gained in school could slip away during the summertime? It's called the summer slide, and it's especially true for math. At Mathnasium, we reverse the summer slide with summer workout plans that focus on topics like fractions, multiplication, algebra readiness, and more. We provide face-to-face instruction, we work within your summer schedule, and we make it fun. Mathnasium is the authority in math education with over 1,000 learning centers worldwide. Visit mathnasium.com/summer to learn more.
Where is your there? Your happy place. Your go-to destination. Maybe it's that hidden cove by the lake. Or that place an hour and a half away on Route 6 that serves the world's best meatloaf. Or maybe it's home. At Valero, we have the fuel to get you there. Wherever there is. Because Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower. Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye, with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque. And the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
When tracking the domestic dust bunny, you commonly find them hiding under wardrobes next to lost socks. Don't move too suddenly or they'll scurry off. What's utterly fascinating about the dust bunny is that although they are not actually sentient creatures, when they hear that Geico not only saves people money, but also has a 97% customer satisfaction rating, it's obvious to them you should switch. Because, yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Oh, no, it's the dust bunny's only natural predator. Run along, dust bunnies, run along.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Virginia Beach is still reeling with shock and sorrow after a gunman opened fire in a city building on Friday, killing 12 people. Superintendent Aaron Spence says the city's public schools are in session on Monday.
You know, obviously we've had a tragic event, but when these things happen, our belief as educators is that we need to get back to normal with our students as soon as possible.
Although the alleged gunman was about to leave his city job right about the time he reportedly opened fire on coworkers, city manager Dave Hansen says
he was not terminated and he was not in the process of being terminated.
That leaves investigators with no answers so far as to why he did it.
Right now we do not have anything glaring. There's nothing that hits you right between the eyes.
So Virginia Beach Police Chief James Severa is asking for public help from people who knew him.
On a motive, on past experiences with him, let us know so we can put it all together.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Minutes past the hour. It's the DJV show. That stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. And Victoria starts things off in this hour with a trending story. What is trending, Victoria, since you are our guru of all things now?
Well, Klaus Van Bulow is trending. That's a name that you might say, yeah, I know, right? You might go, I think I know that name, but why do I know that name? Well, Klaus Van Bulow is the Danish-born British socialite, easy enough to say. He was convicted and then cleared of trying to kill his wife, who was the heiress, Sunny Van Bulow, in the 1980s. Now, the reason he's in the news is that he has passed away at the age of 92. And this was a major movie where Jeremy Irons played Klaus Van Bulow and actually won the Oscar for that. That was a movie called Reversal of Fortune. Now, what happened was Klaus Van Bulow and his wife, Martha, her nickname was Sunny Van Bulow, they apparently did not have a great marriage, and so he injected her with insulin twice to trigger her hypoglycemia, which put her into a coma that she never recovered from. He was convicted in 1982 of attempted murder at a very high-profile trial in Newport, Rhode Island, and they literally live in one of, like, the Newport mansions, if you ever go on the historic tour up there. And so the conviction was overturned when he was acquitted after a second trial in 1985, and he had Alan Dershowitz was his lawyer. And he actually, Alan Dershowitz, wrote the book Reversal of Fortune after having been his lawyer throughout the trial. And this scandal, of course, it split his family in two. His two children from his first marriage to an Austrian, or from her first marriage to an Austrian prince, accused their stepfather of the attempted murder. But they did have a daughter together, and she ended up standing by her dad. So the family was pretty much splintered after that. And so it's he moved to Europe because the scrutiny in the U.S. was just too much for him to take. But it, basically, I think everyone kind of knew that he did it, and he was overturned. Alan Dershowitz, brilliant lawyer, he got it overturned on lots of different technicalities, and basically the police mishandling evidence and things like that. So I think it's pretty obvious. I think everyone agreed that he definitely did it. And having a good lawyer, that helps you get away with a lot.
So how does he get her the insulin?
Well, apparently she needed insulin, and then he injected her twice with, I guess, I don't know if she had, if she was asleep when he did it, but apparently he gave her too much insulin, and that's what put her into a coma that she never came out of.
Wow.
If I remember hearing about this, I mean, not when it happened, obviously, but, like, I've seen the movie, and I think her kids had to make the decision to take her off of life support, I think. But, yeah, wow. It was very, very scandalous.
I guess so. Jeez. All right. So now I know who Klaus Van Wahoo? What's his name?
Von Bülow.
Von Bülow. Okay.
What happened to Klaus Von? Does he come back
alive? Dead.
He dead. He's
thatched.
He dead.
Yeah. So is Thad Cochran.
Oh, I know.
Remember him, the senator?
Sad.
81.
Yeah.
He was in Washington for 50 years, spent 6 years in the House, the rest of his career in the Senate, won the Senate seat in 1978. He was pretty reasonable, if I remember his legacy correctly. He was chairman of the Senate Appropriations Committee and worked on $100 billion in funds as a result of what happened after Hurricane Katrina. Remember him? He was in the Navy. Oxford, Mississippi. 81, though, that doesn't seem like it's that old. Everything becomes relative when you're moving closer. And we're all moving closer. So what's the story this week, going back over what's happened at the border? We haven't spent a whole lot of time talking about the border much this week, maybe for obvious reasons. But I think there were a thousand or so migrants who were arrested this past week, and then that judge rejected the administration's move to start the construction of the wall, and then there's that $20 million that was raised by the GoFundMe page for private investment to just build a wall themselves. How do they go about getting easements and that sort of thing? Or has anybody thought it through?
They already
just
built
said, okay,
it.
Let's...
It's already built.
They did?
It's already up. Yeah. That's the beauty of the private sector, is that they raise the money and the couple of miles of wall
it?
That they were in Mexico, in New Mexico.
In New Mexico.
Park, New Mexico, yes.
So they spent $20 million, and how much of a wall, how long's the wall that they built?
They've got a few miles of it built, and more than a few miles. They got stopped by the mayor, who said, wait a second, you can't do this all the way. So the mayor has put the kibosh on it, but they've already started a couple of miles of wall. They still have some money that they can use to continue, but they're in a battle now with the mayor of Summit Park.
Whose property is that they're building on?
Yeah, that's
what I'm curious about.
A lot of times it's government property. Sometimes that you have to deal with eminent domain if it belongs to people. But where this wall is, I can't imagine that a group of private citizens could go and just build through someone's backyard. It has to be government land.
All right. There's a good and a bad to this story. The boy from Georgia who got a lot of attention this week when the news media caught wind of a local Home Depot making a walker. A do-it-yourself kind of, they built it themselves in their shop for a two-year-old who can't walk. There was, if you saw this or not, there was a really heartwarming story of this young boy. His name is Logan Moore, 2 years old. He can't walk on his own because he has something called hyponia. I think it's hypo, something like that, which actually affects your muscle tone, your stability. So the family was trying to figure out, because their insurance company, these bastards, man, the insurance company wouldn't give them a walker. So they had a... Geez, this country, when it comes to stuff like this... it's good. There's good and bad, as I said to the story. The outrage of the insurance company not giving him a walker, and then you see the pictures of him with the walker that the people at Home Depot made for him out of some PVC pipe. The store manager heard the story, and he had a couple of his guys make this, and they brought him into the store. They gave him an ice cream, and you can see pictures. He had a beautiful little face, cute little kid. You see him? It was pretty clever what they put together. It didn't take them that much time to do it. Not much time, not much effort. But, boy, there's all kinds of tweets. This is awesome. And other things.
And you know what? PVC piping is so cheap.
Yeah.
Home Depot could really show up all the insurance companies and say, hey, look, we're just going to start making walkers for people. If you're elderly and your insurance company won't pay for it, come down to us because it's going to cost them, a few dollars? But it's amazing PR. Serious.
We could make this in my shop on the farm.
Right.
It's very easy. And then you go back to why is it... I mean, sooner or later, I'm sure the insurance company, I don't see the name of the insurance. That's what I was looking for. I wanted to embarrass them on the air as much as possible, but I can't find the name. I just see pictures of this cute kid. He's really got a sweet little face. Such a cute little kid. So at least he's taken care of to a point. But, and then the life that he's going to have to live on a walker for most of his life, unless they find, hopefully they find a cure for this. All right, so as I said, there's good and bad to that. 44 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Where is your there? Your happy place. Your go-to destination. Maybe it's that hidden cove by the lake. Or that place an hour and a half away on Route 6 that serves the world's best meatloaf. Or maybe it's home. At Valero, we have the fuel to get you there, wherever there is. Because Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
Most of us remember our childhood best friend. The bonds we develop early in life teach us the value of friendship, and many of those bonds last a lifetime. Yet there is a debate in many American schools about banning the very concept of best friends. Some say it is exclusionary and mean, that it leads to cliques for some, while leaving others out. But the truth is that having good friends matters. And the ability to build relationships is vital to success. Schools cannot change human nature. Is it really their job to dictate social relationships or to worry about who likes whom? Kids need to make friends. That's healthy. And it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Weird, boxy, funky, fun, iconic. You can call the Kia Soul a lot of things, but you can never call it boring. And now, with a wide variety of newly adapted trims, it's time to expand your vocabulary. The adventure-hungry Urban Explorer Soul X-Line, the stylish, tech-savvy Soul EX, and the relentlessly athletic, turbocharged Soul GT Line Turbo. The new species of Soul, the 2020 Soul. Give it everything.
Did you know that the knowledge your child gained in school could slip away during the summertime? It's called the summer slide, and it's especially true for math. At Mathnasium, we reverse the summer slide with summer workout plans that focus on topics like fractions, multiplication, algebra readiness, and more. We provide face-to-face instruction, we work within your summer schedule, and we make it fun. Mathnasium is the authority in math education with over 1,000 learning centers worldwide. Visit mathnasium.com/summer to learn more.
Hi, I'm Paul. I know what you're thinking. Oh, great. Another wireless ad. I know how you feel. And it seems like they're always full of this complicated, tricky language about their networks and offers and blah, blah, blah. Well, Sprint is going to do things differently and let you decide for yourself with their new 100% total satisfaction guarantee. Try it for 30 days, love it, or your money back. See? Simple. Now get both Sprint's unlimited plan and the all-new Samsung Galaxy S10 included for just $35 per month per line for 5 lines. So switch now. Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
30-day guarantee with new line of service. S10, 128 gigabyte, $15 a month after 20. $22.50 a month credit. Monthly credit apply within two bills and 24-month installment billing. Canceled early. Remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after 6:30, 20. Pay $32 per month per line for 5 lines with auto pay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Speed maximums. Use rules. $30 activation fee and restrictions apply.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
The most recent podcast of the DJV Show, available now at djvshow.com. We talk about the newest controversy surrounding emotional support dogs and whether or not they ought to be allowed on planes. A list of the top U.S. airlines of the year. A report from the U.S. Navy pilots seeing all these UFOs fly over the East Coast. I have that conversation on the DJV podcast. Also, there's a new health study that suggests walking less than 10,000 steps a day is actually better for your health. Oh, my God, it's like science. What's one day it's right, the next day it's wrong. We also talk about Alex Trebek, who has announced this week he's near remission after being diagnosed with pancreatic cancer early in the year. We also talk about some sad news for JCPenney shoppers. They've had a huge decline in sales and will be filing bankruptcy, it looks like, later on this year. So that and many other things, those of you who like to listen to the program in its entirety, this is a good way to get a succinct version of the essence of a lot of our conversations. You can find all of our podcasts at djvshow.com, on your favorite podcasting platform as well. Don't forget to download, rate, and share with us and your friends, djvshow.com. New Hampshire has abolished the death penalty. The state Senate has voted to favor a bill repealing capital punishment, overriding a veto from Governor Chris Sununu, the son of the former governor who was in the Bush. I mean, he was a big Republican activist, and I think he was the chief of staff of Bush, I think, wasn't he, for a while? Jennifer, do you remember Sununu?
Yeah, he was. Early on?
Yeah, I think he was, yeah. So New Hampshire is the 21st state to strike down the death penalty. The repeal goes into effect right away. Last time New Hampshire carried out an execution was in 1939. But they've got one prisoner on death row who's been there since 2007 for the murder of a police officer. See, I don't mind, how else to say this, somebody who does something like that. Yeah, it's never a deterrent, it's just vengeance, and I think every once in a while you have to take I feel almost, if it's justified. I don't like the death penalty in general because there are too many mistakes that were made, have been made, on people who have been put to death who weren't actually guilty. So, in this case, though, I'm looking for vengeance, and then somebody would say to me, well, what makes a police officer's life more valuable than somebody else? And I don't have an answer to that other than, they put their life on the line. Often there's some tough duty, some easy duty, some tough duty. Some police officers have it pretty easy. Some have it pretty tough. And if you're out there, how many times last year did we see stories of a policeman stopping somebody alongside the road for some traffic violation? The next thing you know, he gets shot. I mean, that happened, four or five times last year, I think, if not more. That's the kind of thing. That's my reasoning anyway. I don't know how the rest of you feel about it, but by the way, the repeal doesn't retroactively apply to his case, so this guy's still going to get what's coming to him, it would appear. But then there are all these appeals that keep going on and on and on, so the system is somewhat perverted. 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Time for a visit with our auto expert from his website, ourautoexpert.com. We have Nick Miles visiting with us. I noticed that the suggestion has been made, Nick, that Renault and Fiat Chrysler may merge. Renault is nowhere near as successful. Fiat Chrysler is an international company. I don't know that we see too many Renaults anymore here, there, or anywhere. When's the last time you drove a Renault? Should I call it a Renault or a Renault? Yeah. What should I use?
Yeah, no, I call them a Renault. So, that's what I call them. I mean, I guess every man to himself or woman to herself. So Renault are sort of pretty big in Europe. I mean, that's where their foothold is, right? If you drive in the streets of London or Paris, you'll see lots and lots of them. So they're a strong foothold in Europe. They're famous for making really small cars, electric cars. The cars are not necessarily pretty. I did notice the last time I was in England driving. But merging with Fiat Chrysler would create the largest auto company in the world, probably.
So what's the play with Nissan and Mitsubishi? How's that all fit together?
Well, they're all sort of part of this alliance. So Nissan, Renault, and Mitsubishi are part of this sort of same group together. So if Chrysler get together with Renault, it potentially could be Fiat Chrysler, Renault, Mitsubishi, blah, 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 Nissan.
Really?
It's a big name.
So, but didn't they used to belong to? Didn't Daimler, the Mercedes people, owned Chrysler for a while, if I'm sort of correct
about that. 10, 15 years ago, and the Germans realized they didn't make good cars when they were working with the Americans. They both had different ways of looking at things. So, although, you know, a lot of cars out there now that still have parts of the Mercedes in. The most famous one, of course, is the Challenger and the 300 from Chrysler. They are still Mercedes E-Class chassis that they're built on. So there's still a lot of Mercedes inside them. This would make the largest car company in the world. Not sure it's a great idea. The reason that Fiat Chrysler want to do it, Doug, is because Fiat Chrysler are horrible at making little cars. They're horrible at making electric cars, and of course they need to get, they're very good at making big gas-guzzling cars, which you and I both dearly love.
Yes.
Unfortunately, the government doesn't necessarily love that and wants them to try and at least have a go at making smaller cars. So that's the reason for that merger. $40 billion, will it happen? Who knows?
All right, speaking of electric cars, Ferrari. Who wants to drive a Ferrari that's electric? Come on. How are you going to get a car to go to 60 in 3 seconds or whatever the Ferrari does?
Well, the interesting part about it is that the speed is not an issue with electric because it has instant power. You know, Teslas are famous for being able to go to 0 to 60 miles an hour in
a second. Yeah.
So the electric part isn't bad. But the best part of a Ferrari, Doug, and get me right, I never own one, by the way. They're sort of a dream.
I don't like them. I think they're ugly as hell, frankly.
Really? The best part for me, and honestly, it's not the looks for me, is that burble. If you've ever heard that V12 burble, or when you drive it, that blah, 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 blah. That, to me, the big old gas engine, the air-sucking grumble, that's the best part of the car. And, of course, that would probably go away if you had a hybrid. So there's my reason to buy a Ferrari out the window.
You can make a lot of noise with a Dodge. You can get those if you're driving a Challenger, man.
Even the new Supra from Toyota makes a lot of noise. Yeah. So, you know, hybrid to me, it's all about me. People turning their heads when I'm going down the street corner and listening to my car. That's not going to happen. But this looks like a nice car. It does a 4-liter turbocharged V8 that'll do 769 horsepower and also have a plug-in electric portion too. So, nearly 1,000 horsepower with the hybrid engine, which is pretty cool.
So that Nissan that makes that noise, isn't that sort of an ethnic car?
Yeah, I mean...
See it in West Side Story or something?
That's 240Z, I think.
Yeah, right.
The old car.
Right. So that's General Motors putting a lot of dough into more pickups in their Indiana plant. Are they doing better against Ford in the 150? What's going on with GM?
No, that's an interesting problem here. Is they've actually slipped to number three. So Ram is now beating GM. Ram jumped into the number two position as the best-selling pickup truck. But I think GM's under a lot of pressure. They laid a lot of people off. Now they want to put this new factory in Indiana. There is probably a very clever positioning of putting it in Indiana because that happens to be where the vice president is from. So they're definitely playing to their base. But good factories mean jobs, and we like jobs.
Yep. I noticed they have resurrected the Trailblazer. I don't know what that's going to do for anybody, but it's a model. It's a name. All right, so that's the story. Nick Miles, check out his report every week at ourautoexpert.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.